Welcome to The Unraveler, a weekly commentary devoted to explaining the Torah, Haftarah, and other aspects of Jewish history, ideas, and thought. This podcast is made by the FJMC, the Federation of Jewish Men's Clubs. The material of these Unraveler podcasts provide a historical and somewhat different approach to help you, the listener, better understand Jewish life and thought. This week's Haftarah commentary is read by Michael Freilich of the Seaboard region of the FJMC, whose Judaic knowledge has been shared with men throughout North America. We hope you enjoy it and find it intellectually challenging. The opinions expressed in The Unraveler are those of the author and do not necessarily represent the opinions or policy of the FJMC.
Today's commentary is on the 49th weekly Torah portion in the annual Jewish cycle of Torah readings. It is the sixth in the book of Devarim or Deuteronomy. It consists of Deuteronomy chapters 21, verse 10 through chapter 25, verse 19. The Parsha itself deals with miscellaneous laws, a very large series of them, and it covers mostly civil and domestic life, including ordinances relating to a beautiful captive of war, an inheritance among sons of two wives, a wayward son, what to do with the corpse of an executed person, what happens with trover or found property, coming upon another in distress, rooftop safety, prohibited mixtures, sexual offenses, membership in the community, camp hygiene, runaway slaves, prostitution, usury, vows, leanings, kidnapping, repossession, prompt payment of wages, vicarious liability, flogging, treatment of domestic animals, and a Levirate marriage. Yibum, weights and measures, and wiping out the memory of Amalek. This is an aside. Louis Ginsberg, in his classic book, Legends of the Bible, deals with one of the questions, which is, what do we know about Amalek? Why were the Jews so profoundly upset with Amalek? There's a legend that says when the Jews left Egypt, and it was at night, and they were followed by a pillar of fire, they left bricks, and that the Jews carved their names on the bricks, and the Amalekites would come behind, they'd find a brick, they'd find a name, and they would say to the Jews who were in the camp, come Joe, come Sam, come Mary, come out, come back to me, we will feed you well, you won't have to work, you'll have a pleasant life. And then instead, the Amalekites killed them. That was one of the legends in the legends of the Jews. I don't know if it actually happened, but that's one of the legends, that one of the reasons they hated Amalek and why we really disliked him. The original commentary on this Parsha was written by Rabbi Simon in 2010, and it was re-promulgated in 2014. Rabbi Simon was executive director of the FJMC for many, 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 many years. Rabbi Simon wrote, if you wish to study alternative selections from the Prophets and First Kings that have a more direct link to the Torah portion, read the selection from 2 Samuel chapter 14, verses 21 through chapter 19, verse 1. Rabbi Simon continues, this is the fifth of seven of the Haftarot of Consolation, which follow the Feast of Tisha B'Av, and go through Rosh Hashanah. This Parsha finally speaks to Rabbi Simon in a clear and poignant way. The Haftarah reflects the period following the destruction of the Temple in 586 BCE, and more precisely, sometime immediately after 538, when Cyrus the Mede conquered Babylonia and issued a series of proclamations, some of which permitted the return to Israel and the rebuilding of the Temple. But for some reason, Isaiah's words more easily resonate with Rabbi Simon than those which he uttered and we repeated in the four preceding weeks. Rabbi Simon continues, this morning, Yeshayahu or Isaiah speaks to women who can't become pregnant, attempts to transform their pain into joy. The text continues, shout, O barren one, you who bore no child. Isaiah speaks to single mothers and boldly announces, don't grieve, single parents will soon outnumber married couples. Isaiah seems to understand what so many of us are coming to realize, that when a single woman chooses to become pregnant, or a single mother raises a child, This act deserves our respect. It's a mitzvah. Isaiah speaks to our people and tells them, enlarge the size of your tent, extend the size of your dwelling, spread out to the right and to the left. He's telling us to grow and that we will succeed because we are loved. Following those four people who identify with the political right wing of Jewish life could learn from this morning's Haftarah to be less judgmental and more accepting. Rabbi Simon continues, perhaps this Haftarah was meant for conservative / Masorti Jews? Perhaps those of us who identify in this manner understand that the message of Jewish living calls us to enlarge our view of Judaism and to embrace humanity without fear that our way of life will be compromised. Perhaps this morning's Haftarah can be understood as a metaphor to today. Rabbi Simon continues, selection for study of Ki Tetzeh. If a man has a wayward and defiant son, who does not heed his father or mother, does not obey them even after they discipline him, his father and mother shall take hold of him and bring him out to the elders of his town at the public place of community. They shall announce, this son of ours is disloyal and defiant. He does not heed us. He is a glutton and a drunkard. Thereupon the men of the town shall stone him to death. The second book of Samuel describes an incident where father is in part responsible for the death of his son. Chapter 14 through 19 tell the story of Absalom, the son of David, and the campaign and ultimate rebellion Absalom initiated in order to usurp David's throne. It is a story filled with political intrigue and at the same time reveals the desires and jealousies of the son of a successful father, as well as the love of father has for a son, albeit too late. Rabbi Simon continues, I suspect every parent at times harbors feelings of anger and or regret about their children's behavior. Some of our children break the law, others violate a family code, others will behave in a manner of which we disapprove. But rather than respond in the manner that the Torah recommends, we have learned that paternal love can and should be unconditional. At the same time, all of us know and many of us wrestle with allowing our children to separate from us. Here the Torah confronts parents with a situation. The book of Samuel tells us a story that involves father-son relationships and the grief that comes when a child, for whatever reason, is lost. The challenge of every parent is when the time arrives that their children no longer listen, they should still be able to demonstrate love. My view is your darshan today, your explainer. It's a little bit different. I refer to this Haftarah as the yo-yo Haftarah. Remember the yo-yo we used to play with as kids? We threw this spinner thing down at the end of the string and it would come back into our hands. Well, the reason I call it that is the chapters 54 of this Isaiah talk about a barren woman who has not a child. She should burst out in song. Next, widen this place of your tent, let them stretch forth the curtains of your habitations. Lengthen your stakes. Then it goes on, for right and left you prevail, and your seed shall inherit nations and repeople desolate cities. It keeps on going back and forth. Well, I left you alone for a while. You didn't do so well. I've come back with you, and I'll have God mercy on you, and I will gather you. This is very uplifting, but I believe it has a hidden meaning or suggested meaning. Remember that these Haftarot were assigned during the days of the Hashmoneans, the Maccabees, when Antiochus said, you can no longer teach Torah, so they decided to teach from the other writings of the book, the Psalms, the part of the writings, and the prophets to get their ethical values across. And what I think is going on in part here is they're saying, if you behave and follow my rules, then I will go ahead and help you and make you a great people. Remember, I am not a rabbi, I am not a scholar. I am what the in Hebrew referred to as Yehudi Pashut, a simple Jew, Nehare Baltimore, from the hills of Baltimore. And as my daughter says, Shalom all y'all. That's the plural form of Shalom y'all.
We hope that you've enjoyed this podcast. The FJMC mission is to involve Jewish men in Jewish life. You can find more information about the organization at the FJMC's website at www.fjmc.org. Music for this podcast is Climb by Shane Ivers and is available at www.silvermansound.com.